The following podcast has been prepared for VCE Business Management 3-4 classes. Please use with cautions, and if you have any concern, refer to the study design or contact your teacher for further clarification. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of BizMan. So let's get down to business. Alright, this podcast will be exploring all the different management structures within large-scale organisations. So, what exactly is a management structure? Well, we can define a management structure as the division of the organisation into parts based on roles, responsibilities, and lines of communication required of each person within that organisation. So, it's the way the organisation is structured, okay? It's the way everything is set up within the organisation. It's important to a large-scale organization because it's really about establishing the formal relationships within the organization. It lets everyone know what their tasks are, who they need to report to, what exactly they do, who manages what, and really who has the power, who has the authority. It coordinates the work activities and responsibilities so that it can achieve the objectives. And that's the really important thing about an organizational or management structure. We need to make sure that it is set up so that it can meet the objectives of the organization. So generally a management structure is displayed through the use of an organizational chart. Okay, this is like a big diagram on the wall, for example, of an organization, where it outlines who's in charge, roles, responsibilities, etc. Lines of communication might also be displayed in such a chart. So an organizational chart within the organization: the reporting relationship, job titles, formal channels of communication, the division of the labor, so who does what, and the levels of management, so who's in charge, where does the authority lie within the organization. So there's two ways that an organization can structure itself. The two most common ones is using vertical specialization and horizontal specialization. Vertical specialization refers to the hierarchy, okay? It refers to a tall pyramid, and this filters down to the bottom person of the least power and authority within the organization. It's all about the decision making, it's all about the power, who has the responsibility within the organization. So this is known as the chain of command within the organization. So if we're looking at a pyramid, up the top segment, we've got our top management. These people are in charge of the strategic planning of the organization, the long-term goals of the organization. Next down is the middle management that are in charge of the tactical planning within the organization. So this is the mid-term planning within the organization. So they'll be told by the top level management what to do, and then they carry out this in the mid-term. We then have the lower level or frontline management, which carry out the operational planning of the organization. So this level of management has been given instructions by the middle management to carry out decisions by them and to supervise the operations and the workers. Right down the bottom, we do have the workers in this pyramid. Pretty much they're just getting told what to do by the top level of management. So under vertical specialization, we break up the organization based on power and authority. People at the top have the most power, the most authority, and the most responsibility, ultimately, in the organization. And this reduces as we go down the hierarchy. Okay, so middle management has lesser power, lesser authority, and lesser responsibility of senior management, right down to your frontline management, which, again, has a more diminished power, more diminished authority, and more diminished responsibility. When we're looking at vertical specialization, there is one type of structure for vertical specialization that is seen as a very traditional and somewhat ineffective management structure. This is known as a bureaucracy. So under a bureaucracy, there are many, 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 many levels of management. There's a very clear vertical hierarchy. We know who's in charge. We know who the boss is. It's a very ineffective organization. And The best example I can come up with of bureaucracy is anytime you've had to deal with the government, in particular if you've ever had to deal with Centrelink. Okay, whenever you ask a question, they always have to go off and ask their manager for advice. Or if you line up in the wrong line, sorry, that's not my responsibility, you need to go join the other line. Okay, lots of rules, lots of regulations, okay, quite excessive. There are defined roles and responsibilities in the organization, a very hierarchical structure, and the rules and procedures are very, very established, and everyone relies on them very, very clearly. So a bureaucracy mainly exists within the public sector because there is no drive for the public sector to make a profit. So that's why we're seeing a lot of government departments undergo corporatization, moving from a government department into a GBE so that they can clear out this bureaucratic operational structures within the organization so that they become more effective and more efficient, and to move away from the bureaucracy that exists. That's it for the podcast. We'll catch you soon.